At Dave Gill Chevrolet, we have back-to-school savings all month long. Check out our incredible selection of the latest Chevrolet models, including the rugged Silverado, the versatile Trax, and the stylish Equinox. We pride ourselves on exceptional customer service and unbeatable deals. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online at DaveGillChevy.com or stop by our dealership at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus. Dave Gill Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. See dealer for complete details.
So, welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you have just joined, Coffee Talks are short in between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
If you are somebody who wants to be featured on Coffee Talk, please email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submissions on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story that you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you'd prefer to be anonymous. Your social media usernames are a great way to get credit. Today, we are joined by a very special guest. Maria, would you like to introduce our guest today?
Yeah, we have actress, amazing, amazing human,
gay icon.
Very gay icon.
Gay icon.
Hi.
Well, say your name.
I'm Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh my goodness. For those of you who are listening,
does this episode make you want to see a hot dog real bad?
Yes, it's a dog.
Okay. It's a little known fact that actually Maria and I are both incredibly close friends with Jennifer Coolidge, and there's no tomfoolery going on here.
No, actually, today is job shadowing day, so my witchling decided to job shadow me, the cooler parent.
Yay!
So, this is Rue, my witchling.
Hi.
Hello, Rue.
They go by they, them pronouns.
I don't think that our listeners are probably going to be addressing Rue in that respect, but I love that we put it up.
But yeah, they're just going to be sitting in and maybe contributing here and there. But their whole thing is that they're going to see what their mama does. So,
yeah. Which is very exciting. They got to listen to us have 20 minutes of admin and chat and shit before we started.
Exactly.
The hard work that really is the backbone of Coffee and Cauldrons.
Yes.
Talking about gold balloons.
Anyone to be surprised, Robin and I will still probably cuss. Rue knows that cuss words are adult words.
Yes.
That we have earned the right to say.
I have literally lived such a life in which I am legally entitled to saying whatever I want to, within reason, of course, obviously, no slurs, no bigotry, unless it's against myself.
Well, you have a toddler too, so you're probably like, oh no, shenanigans.
I wish that was the case. I had to stop playing video games in the daytime, actually. You know, I've played with your wife before, you know. Well, I was playing and I was having a good time and I died and I screamed. I was like, oh, fuck. And they walked around going, tuck, tuck, tuck. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
So we don't play video games in the daytime anymore because mommy can't help herself. And yeah, and that's not, I really don't need that conversation.
So, Rue wanted to tell us their story about them reading tarot cards and how they asked me to help them interpret them. Okay, go and say the questions that you asked.
Go on. I'm the person I love one day.
Okay.
And will I become famous one day?
Okay,
to the laughing child, which we can't comprehend, had asked, will I ever find my true love one day? And will one day, will I be famous?
I have a lot of questions that I would like to know before we find out how they dragged you. I'm worried about your true love.
And you would be very surprised when the card said exactly that.
Why are we worried about
this? I forgot which cards they pulled, but it was like, don't worry about that right now. It doesn't matter.
It had the pool. That's about all I know.
You're at least 10 years too early. Like,
Yeah. And then the famous one, the cards, as I said, I'm not sure. I don't remember what they pulled.
I'm pretty sure it had the reverse something.
The reverse something. Oh. It's very helpful.
I love the reverse something. It's actually one of my top 10 favorite cards. So thank you for reading that.
It was like basically, you're not going to be famous unless you cross some, you know, like,
what's
get outside your comfort zone and do stuff. Like, actually go out and join some clubs.
And do things.
I didn't call you out.
Yes, you did.
Okay, yes. But the cards also held me. And me as a mother laughed at their tarot pulls for like 10 minutes being like,
I mean, if the shoe fits. No, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the other half of what we're going to talk about today, as we've been distracted by the child, is that we talked about in main episodes how this season we're going to kind of cover the Wheel of the Year again as we try to slowly get rid of season one. And as of today, of us recording this, so this will come out tomorrow, we've got Imbolc. That is on the calendar. And so we just kind of thought we would share with you guys kind of what our plans are for that, what this time of year means for us, and that sort of thing. So, Em, what does midwinter mean to you, madame?
So, this time of year is kind of like the witchy Valentine's Day, if you will. So, I think spicy. So we make spicy foods or like super warm foods, like, you know, like a stew. And then I really like to do chocolate covered strawberries and things like that. And
That sounds so fun. I want chocolate covered strawberries so bad.
But I also think it's a great time to practice self-love, not just like romantic love, which is really great to do around this time too, but also self-love. You know, we're still in the middle of winter, so like taking this time of year to reconnect with myself and stuff like that, I think is really important. And I'm also getting out of the house a little bit more and finding like local plants that are already like springing up to life. Like, I've already seen dandelions are starting to spring up out of the ground. And we had onion grass, and what else have I done? Dead nettle. But I really need to get out again and like go exploring to see what else is out there so I can gather the things that are alive and thriving now. So before, you know, spring comes around and I'm gathering everything else. So,
Listen, as we've talked about many times, I'm not super huge on the Wheel of the Year, but this might be a shock to people, but somebody with the last name Valentine actually loves Valentine's Day so much. And I have a lot of things that go on in this month. I've got my anniversary on the 13th. We have Valentine's Day on the 14th. I am reminded of the fact that, you know, I'm not going to freeze to death for the rest of my life at the beginning of the month. And so this February is a really, really big month for me. And at the end of the month is my husband's birthday, just like a lot of things. And so for me, this time of year has always been a focus completely on like the things I love, like my relationship, my partner, Valentine's Day, like all those things. And so I don't actually celebrate midwinter itself at all.
Well, technically you are, because that's energy the whole month anyway.
Technically I am, because it is a reminder. Like, if we're going to get into like the actual meanings of Imbolc, it is the reminder that spring is coming and spring has fertility. And with fertility, we have love. Although some people including animals. I get pregnant out of not love, out of just having fun. And that is not something that I judge. but like for me, it is like it is so much about like love and I don't know, just that reminder of the things that like really matter to me. And so I really love celebrating this whole month. I love like Halloween. I love Christmas, like all those things. But mm-hmm. I love Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, I know it's, people think my last name is fake because it sounds fake, obviously, but it's not. I stole that shit so fast. It was make your head spin. And I love Valentine's Day. I just think it's so sweet and nice. And I don't know, like, I don't think that you should need a holiday to celebrate the people that you love. But I think it's nice that there is a holiday for that.
Exactly. I definitely agree. Do you guys have any like couple rituals that you do during this month?
Well,
or you have a little one now. Are you thinking of any family rituals?
So like we are trying to do like I'm all about like expressing love in all ways. I always have been. I think for me personally, I believe you should tell the people that you love them every single chance that it pops in your brain, because you never know like when the last time will be. Anything mm-hmm. could happen at any moment. You could cross the street, get hit by a car. And like, do you really not want the last thing that you did to like, when you saw your loved ones, to like give them a kiss, give them a hug, tell them you love them? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a really, really big believer in that. And so for this whole month, that's kind of the stuff we do. Like, you know, the sweetheart candies?
Yeah.
I pick out, so my husband always gets me the boxes of them. This year he got me bags, and I pick out the best ones, and then I leave them for him at his coffee machine every day, like the little sweet ones.
That's so cute.
I can be sweet sometimes.
No, that's so adorable. Like,
I do like magically ritual things, mm-hmm. like, I do like a spell every year around this time where it's about like strengthening bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And I use candles that represent like everyone in the family. So like there's three of us, right? And mm-hmm. I kind of like put them together to make one super candle. Mm-hmm. I use like not magic in that sense. And I use things that to me represent love, like rose and hibiscus, things like that, that to me are very representative of love. And I just, it's not a like keep them with me spell. It's just like, let's strengthen what we already have kind of thing.
I might steal that, because all we were going to do was light a candle and like, you know, set the intentions to keep going until spring.
To simply make it to spring.
Well, it doesn't help that, like, you know, Scarlett has COVID right now, so.
Well, yeah. Actually, I can,
so it's keeping it simple.
Well, if you'd like, if everybody would like, as though the audience listening will go, yes, this sounds like a great idea, Robin, I can write it up and put it on the Patreon this month.
Yes. Yes, please.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Treat. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just asking, what do you guys do for...
Oh, we usually do the whole kind of like what we do during winter solstice, which is light a bunch mm-hmm. of candles in the house, keep inviting the light in because it's still very dark, like very early in the
yes.
day. And I mean, I love it, but I think it's also good that, you know, I am excited for spring this year, despite the nasty green stuff. Like, I'm very excited to go out and get stuff. But I think reminding myself and like the family that it's not that far away, that we're right. almost there. We're almost there. But I just like, and you know, it's still so cold. So the flame to help keep us warm and all that. So here's something super freezing. Simple. I try to do like more, you know, like things around, like the bit like solstices and equinoxes rather than mm-hmm. the in-between stuff. Like the in-between stuff is like super simple spells and like making yep. food and not like doing the huge feast that I usually do, which, you know, yeah, a feast that I usually spend all day working on. No, tonight I'm literally just making stew. We're gonna do maybe Miss Robin's candle spell now instead of Mama's, and then and then probably just call it good. We might watch like some cutesy like romance movies, like romantic comedies
so
and stuff.
Fun. Yeah. I was thinking, you know how I've done the braided bread in the past? I was thinking about trying to make one that was heart-shaped.
Oh my god, I knew you were gonna say that, and I already loved it. That sounds so cute. You should put strawberries in it. You should do sweet stuff.
I was thinking, like, because I normally do, like a seed bread, right? I like do a seeded braided bread. But what if I did a seeded cheese bread?
Oh, well, that sounds delicious.
I mean, could you imagine like big fat chunks of like Vitalife or something in it? Oh my god, like a Parmesan, a Parmesan, if you will. Oh my god.
We're doing the chef kiss thing, everybody. You can't see us, but we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
If you're
I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I really did want to do more tonight, but oh no, just this past like month has been hard on my body, and now with my wife
sick. Everybody talks about like how fast, everybody's been talking about how fast January went by. I felt like January was a year. That was the longest month of my life. On the 31st, I was like, how is it still happening? How are we still in January?
We are on the same page.
Oh my god. 100% I just feel like everything that could have gone wrong in January went wrong. And like I was not in a good spot at the beginning of January, like mentally. I mean, I'm fine now, but at the beginning of January I was like on struggle bus. And I feel like because of that, January just it just dragged on. It was like I was just carrying like 1,000,000 pounds behind me waiting for this month to be over.
I feel like January, like at the beginning, like it stretched, but I was like, I'm enjoying it. Like I'm getting a lot done. I'm like reading was amazing. And then a flare happened, and then another flare, and then other stuff.
Back
and
it's to just back, like back to back to back to back.
It's like, God, this month will not end. I think I wrote, you know, it's like, this month is cursed.
This month, January was cursed. It was horrible. January, literally, this year started bad for me. Like, we have, like, our little rituals for the new year, and, like, that started bad, and then it just, like, proceeded to be awful, and it was, like, one thing after another, and I'm like,
what if
hypothetically something went right? I don't know. Hear me out. What if we all just slowed down and something went right? And things are getting a lot better now, but because of things being bad there at the beginning, this month just dragged on.
It did. It did.
It really did.
Now you have Valentine's Day month.
Exactly.
So you have something to look forward to.
Exactly.
The wheel of fortune is turning.
My husband got me nail, because I lost my nail tech.
Oh no.
It's all right. It happens. Got me stuff to do my nails though. He was like, so he went out and got me like all the stuff for like extensions and everything. And he's been watching videos and he's going to do my nails for me. And I think that's so cute.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable. I want video and photos.
I'm so excited for it. I think it's so cute. Like,
what if he gets like so good at it? And
he quits his entire career.
Yeah, to become a nail tech.
The king of nails.
He does those nails that like with the piercings on the end.
Oh my god, could you imagine? Yeah. He'd be so good at it though. I think he's telling me he doesn't think that he's gonna be able to do nail art, and I was like, you're literally an artist.
He did tattoos, right?
What are you talking about? I was like, granted, there's a learning curve, I'm sure, to how to do
it. Yeah.
I was like, I'm sure at first you'll not be very good at it. I was like, but you're literally a professional artist. Hello? hey, babe, love you so much. Get a grip.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait
really
to see them.
I'm really excited, too. I'm so excited. I'm so jazzed about it. Our wonderful editor is going to do such a good job on my nails. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Is it going to be Valentine's themed nails?
1,000%. I got water slide cupids. and like little hearts, and I got water slide paper, and I'm gonna print a bunch of like 1940s like 1940s like Valentine cards.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put them on that. I'm so excited. I'm like, I'm ecstatic.
That's so much fun. Yeah. Like the more that we're talking, like I might now, since, you know, midwinter will involve, I know that you can celebrate anytime. Like right now we're in the mid of it and you can still celebrate like whatever. But I think I'm going to go a little bit, do a little bit more for Valentine's Day this year. Just because like I really feel let down that we're not doing much.
I love Valentine's Day. I think Valentine's Day is the greatest holiday of the entire year. I think love is amazing and wonderful and it should be celebrated every day. And I think that getting to celebrate it on one specific day is fun and nice and cute. And we should all just be sweet to each other.
And also, like, I know with Valentine's Day coming up and like you guys are going to see like a bunch of like romance spells and stuff like that, always remember you can do spells for other types of love in your life, like love for your art, love for your family,
love for your pets.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's in all different types of love, and it's just celebrating.
Maybe we don't do, you know, come to me spells on your dog. I don't know, just that's just me. Maybe I'll be a little goofy and crazy thinking that.
I'm just saying there's other spells out there that you can do.
And you can modify those kinds of spells.
I like how your mind went there.
I'm sorry. Sorry for being garbage. I don't know what you want from me here. Jeez.
I love garbage. The witchling's having like the best time.
Well, on that note, thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope to see you
for joining us, Jennifer.
Yes, thank you very much, Jennifer.
Do it a little louder into the mic.
You're welcome.
I lost my voice.
Oh my goodness. We hope that we will see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our website for links to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think that the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or any sort of other rateable podcast network like Spotify. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, a special part two exclusive episodes, have a spell of the month box, and we have a Discord full of amazing people and events. Yeah, many events
like we have so
the kitchen
many
witchery
events.
Class so
yes. Oh yeah, we have a kitchen witchery class on January 22nd. 25th.
Yes.
With Laura Woodward, which is going to be amazing and I'm so excited for.
Me too.
So, yeah.
She has so many ideas and I'm here for them.
I'm so excited. So I think it's going to be great and we hope to see you guys there. But in the meantime, bye.
Bye.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary. With Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.